dock. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, it feels so good to be back.
How good? How good does it feel?
Just to talk into my microphone again. It's glorious.
You could, you know, while we were on vacation, while we were on a quick, tiny little break, you could have just brought your microphone with you if that's all you needed. If I didn't need to be on the other end inside your ears.
I didn't have any room. Are you kidding? I didn't have any room
for a microphone.
I was packed to the rafters.
To the gills. You were a literal fish swimming on the ocean, packed all the way up and into the gills. Why is it to the gills? It's not like the fish itself is being cooked or stuffed with a thing. I've never stuffed a fish. It's not turduckinish. Like you put a fish in the chicken, then you put the fish in the duck, then you put the duck in the chicken, then you put the chicken in the turkey.
That'd have to be like a goldfish.
What?
Like you couldn't get an actual fish
in a duck?
Well, what kind of fish could you get in a duck?
Ducks literally eat fish to begin
with.
No,
they don't.
Yes.
Ducks don't eat fish.
Of course ducks eat fish.
Let's ask this. What do ducks eat? That's actually, that auto-corrected for me.
Okay.
Well, ducks eat small fish. Dang it. Okay, you're right.
So the stuffing is done for us, is all I'm saying.
Fish stuffing?
Yeah. It's panko breaded.
Oh, and
it's
gross.
It's
just give me the panko bread.
So you're stuffed to the gills. What? I'm glad you're back. I guess if you care how I feel about this whole situation, I'm quite glad you're back, and I'm glad that the microphone was able to satisfy the full requirements of you enjoying your morning here.
What?
at 7:30 on a Tuesday.
Do you want me to tell you a little bit about where I was and what I did?
I'd love to know how many times you got sick, how many times you barfed, and just give me the full tally, the full rundown.
See, the greatest thing is that you're not too far off.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, well, I didn't. So I went on an Alaskan cruise. I've never been on a cruise before. I got convinced.
You got tommed.
I got talked into it. Yeah, you're right. And with the sweet promise of great service and great food, and I thought, all right, I'll do it. I was also promised a 24-hour pizza bar. I'll get to that later.
Oh, gasp.
Yeah, so we went on this boat, and we were on the top deck. And
Can I stop you there? I promise not to get you into a stadium food segment yet. But it's not a boat, right? It's a literal building.
It's a ship.
It's a building turned sideways.
It's a building turned sideways.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I was on the top. It was like the 15th deck of this ship, of this building on water. And when you're on the top deck, the boat. Sorry, I keep saying boat just because that's just natural
just
for me
say
to
building,
say
building. Just it's a building from
the
now
building
on.
Sways a lot more when you're up there, by the way. And the first day that we were on the water traveling between ports, I got wicked seasick, and we had an inside stateroom. So there was no windows. You couldn't tell if it was nighttime, daytime. You couldn't tell where you were. It was just rocking and swaying, and there was nothing you could do to stop it. And I didn't throw up that day. My wife did. But I didn't throw up that day. But I felt the worst I felt in years. And it was not great.
So it was some sort of like internal...
It was like I couldn't... Since I couldn't control anything, my body was saying, well, then everything is going to come up. But I relinquished the control. I just had to accept the boat's going to move. And I just have to deal with it.
Okay. And
that's how you get your sea legs, I guess.
I guess so. I assume that then at that point you were like, I'm not staying in the room anymore. I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah. No,
I
had to get
topside. I'm going to go topside, as they say, get some fresh air, get some fresh.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the fresh air was about 40 degrees, but it was still okay, to get out and watch the water crash on the sides of the boat and of the ship, of the building. Sorry. So the aforementioned 24-hour pizza bar that I thought was a promise on this trip, it was not a 24-hour. It was like 11 to 9 p.m. or something like that. It was operating hours.
Lunch to dinner,
and I was not happy. But then I ate a lot of pizza, and then I was okay after that.
Okay, both in the emotional sense of. Not getting what you wanted, and
correct.
Also in the puking Hunger category.
Was. Yeah. And it was good. It was good pizza. I got to say, it was good pizza for being away from terrestrial, you know, ovens. It was pretty good.
Did they call it the mess hall?
No, there was no mess hall.
Why? The galley. Did they call it the galley?
No. This wasn't like the 1940s Navy, Kyle.
I need this to be... Come on.
Oh.
I need my... Like, I want to live out my starship fantasies on the love boat here.
On the love boat?
On the sideways building. If the building's a rocking, don't knock a lockin'.
So they do... They have... Basically, you have a sit down dinner every night.
I'd hope so.
They made us put
on roller skates and run around the whole top deck and eat our dinner. It was awful. Only pizza. It was only pizza.
I wish it was only pizza because at the sit down dinner place, we had a late seating in the ship in the building, and the food that they gave us. Felt like it was prepared at least 2 hours before we had sat down and had sat under a warmer or had sat in like tin foil or saran wrap for 2 hours, 3 hours, who knows how long.
Hotel pan.
Not even pan. It was like everything was plastic so that it didn't get ruined if the building cut in half.
Uh-huh. It fell over and flew across the room. I understand.
Right. So it was everything. I don't know. Everything was the table service food was terrible. But in contrast, to make up for that, we did stop in Juneau, Alaska, and went on a food tour. And there's some awesome food in Juneau, Alaska. Gotta say. Then we stopped in a place called Skagway, which has about 600 people, and when a ship comes in, you automatically triple or quadruple the population of the city.
Sure.
Which is pretty good.
Sounds like the infrastructure wasn't ready, but it's okay. So long as you enjoyed yourself. So it sounds like so far, the things you have enjoyed the most, and I think you, pre-show, you talked about your pancakes. We talked about chicken, we talked about pizza.
That was unrelated.
Okay, completely unrelated. However, it sounds like so far the best times that you've had have been off the vessel.
Off of the vessel, correct, for food-wise.
Okay. And just walking-wise, I assume, and non-vomital-wise.
Yeah, so the cruise that happened, great. After the cruise, we spent a couple days in Seattle. I fell in love with Seattle. I want to live there and move there and just die there.
Does your wife know?
Yes, she knows. She wants to do the same thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, that might be cool.
Yeah. We ate dinner at this place called Shaker and Spear, and I had the best scallops of my life.
How many ampersands in Shaker and Spear?
No ampersands.
That can't be correct.
Maybe one.
At least one. At least.
Anyway.
And you had what now?
And I had the best scallops of my life.
Scallops. Okay. Scallops.
Oh.
So, okay. You had boat experiences, including seafood and excursions off of the boat. But the majority of the time that you had away from the show was time that was worse in a boat than not in a boat.
Now, I haven't gotten to the worst part of my absence. The day after I got back from my vacation, I had to go on a business trip to Orlando. My business trip to Orlando was the worst ever.
That's Epcot, right? You went to Epcot and
I wish I had gone to Epcot, but I didn't. I went to the convention center.
More like Epcot. Right,
Kyle.
Yeah, look, close.
You're kind of showing my hand here. The flight from the Bay Area to my connecting flight in Newark that then went to Orlando.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yeah, so I flew to New Jersey first. That 5.5 hour flight was just me throwing up the whole time.
What?
That's the wrong sound. You know what sound you want to play. That's right, because that's what I did for 5.5 hours. Oh, it was so bad. I've never had a problem on a flight. I've never been motion sickness on a flight, but I think it was just the beginnings of the flu, and I was on this flight by myself. No one else was around. I mean, no one else I knew was around me. Everybody was a stranger at that point.
You flew the plane yourself.
I wish I would have had so much more control.
You would have gone as fast as humanly possible. Do you think it has?
No, okay. I would have landed. That's it. We're done.
You would have instantly landed. Yeah. I'm wondering. I wonder if it's like, you know, beer before wine. You'll be just fine. Fly after boats. And boy, howdy, you'll barf a lot. Like maybe there's a rhyme that we can come up with that can help explain the situation, because I think mixing those two modes of transportation might have been the thing that really did you in.
But I had a break between the two vessels. I didn't go straight.
Just
building on water
it.
To plane.
Just thinking about it makes me want to vomit right now.
Yeah. So that was a rough flight. And so the worst part is that I sat in the back of the plane on this flight, and I was having a really rough time. I get off the flight. I'm kind of like zombieing through the airport to my next gate.
You've got to be just a sheet.
I'm pale as all heck. I'm sure my hair is all messed up.
Yeah.
My clothes are all disheveled. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of like sauntering through the airport. It's 95 degrees in Newark at this point. I'm on the verge of collapsing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I should have taken one of the carts that just kind of beep, beep, beep through the airport.
You had one more flight to go, right? At this point.
That's right. So I'm going to let you know what happened there. I get up to I go to the gate and I walk up to the counter because I said my ticket has a middle seat for this next flight. I'm thinking, oh no, I'm about to ruin a couple people's days and or trips with this flight. So I go up to the counter and I say, hey, I just got off a plane from San Jose and I had a really, really rough time, if you know what I mean. And I think I have a middle seat for this next flight.
Okay, yes.
And is there any way that I can switch that to an aisle seat? And they go, and then they say, looks like you you bought your ticket with a fare that allows you or does not allow you to switch seats.
Oh, good.
Like it's the like no refund, no switching.
Actually, sir, yes, you have a ticket here that says actually that we have to put you into a bag and put you underneath the plane. I don't know why. This is the first time I've ever seen this. It doesn't make any sense.
If
you could just get on this belt over here, I'll put you through the machine. We will irradiate you.
First of all, I'm not flying British Airways.
Hello.
And I'm also, if I got to fly with all the luggage, it would be much better than my experience because I would have flown away from everybody.
Actually, what we have to do is hit you over the head with this large mallet and then put you into the plane.
Please make me unconscious because I don't want to fly on another 2.5 hour flight.
How many drinks did you have to get after that?
I didn't get any drinks.
Are you kidding?
So here, I didn't get to finish what I was saying. She says, you can't switch seats. Sorry. And I said, okay, I guess I'll just prepare for the next flight. I go to sit down in the waiting area. I try to nod off. I guess I do kind of, I take a nap. And what wakes me up is the final boarding call. I had missed all of the groups going through. And I thought, oh, I better get up. And so a flurry of adrenaline just running through my veins is the only thing that's powering me through the gate at this point. I scan my ticket and they go, and it says seat change. And I say, what's seat change? What's that? And she looks at me and she goes, oh, looks like you had a seat change. Here you go. Here's your new boarding pass. And they send me to the front of the plane sitting like right behind first class.
What?
There's nobody... There's nobody sitting in the row with me. And so I had a row of economy plus to myself for this flight to Orlando. And I think what happened was the flight crew from the previous flight saw me just absolutely ruin their plane and thought, well, he has another flight. We definitely don't want that to happen again.
How many barf bags did you fill up?
I didn't fill up any barf bags, but they did give me a trash bag to fill up.
Oh, God. you're actually leaking through this initial bag. So
they gave me a trash bag with like those drawstrings. I put the drawstrings around my wrist.
Around your head. Yeah.
No, around my neck, like a feeding trough.
Yeah.
But no, I put it around my...
But in reverse.
I hope all of our listeners are enjoying this story time. So the flight to Orlando, I did my best to just sleep through. I didn't throw up that time. Because I had a bunch of space and I had set up all of the barf bags in all three seats in front of me, just like ready to go, like at grasps, you know?
Did you get two additional tickets for my friend Barfy and McBarferson over here? Cause I'm about to fill them up.
No checked bags.
No, no.
Please empty all the bags though. So I got to Orlando, had the flu the whole time.
Good.
I didn't have a great time there.
Good.
The flight back, I took Dramamine, which is, you know, the motion.
Dramamine, yeah.
Dramamine, which is, you know, motion sickness suppressant. Mm-hmm. And then I just tried to sleep it out.
You put a literal cork in your throat to make it not happen.
Right, the flight from Orlando, I did basically the flights in reverse. I went Orlando to Newark, and then Newark to San Jose, and the Newark to San Jose was a 7.5 hour flight, because they had to fly around a storm.
So it sounds like you had a great time. Good time off? Yeah?
And I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be on flat ground, which it doesn't move. And I'm so happy to be back on the show.
And yet, out of all of this, the thing that you enjoyed the most is putting your face in front of a piece of metal and a vibrating diaphragm that brings the joy to your brain. I just can't believe that, but that's fine. I think it really has to do with me, but I'm not going to say it.
You can think that, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of pizza, let's turn this right back around and bring the throw up talk straight back to you. You missed out on a whole bunch of Twitter stuff over the last 2 weeks while you were gone. And you did put some fuelers out and ask, hey, what'd I miss? And did anyone get back to you?
Not really.
No, I didn't think so. So I'm going to bring you up to speed. Haroldina on Twitter sent this to us. This is a new segment, I guess I'm going to call a pizza paraphernalia. These are pizza coasters. It looks like 12 different coasters, 3 different flavors, pepperoni, cheese, and veggie. And these coasters themselves, I believe, are meant to not hold pizza, but are meant to hold beverages.
They are round coasters with a slice of pizza on them.
It looks like a paper plate with an oversized piece of pizza on top of it.
I dig it. I dig it. That's like a Costco-sized piece of pizza too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cut. You know, there's something satisfying about the way it's cut too, because there's pepperoni leaking off that side. Yeah. And I want to put my tongue right in between those two slices of pep and just get that extra one right off.
Holy cow.
Straight from the plate.
Now, the greatest thing though is that on first glance, you think that this is like Kirkland brand. Nope. Kickerland.
It's close. Yeah.
It's close, I guess. Not really.
It's at least registered. It's a registered trademark. So don't infringe. Don't do that. And also our buddy Matt Lemieux has also sent something to us on the pizza paraphernalia train here from Boing Boing pizza slice shaped bags. Now, take a look at this, because we have talked about this before and you actually have a pizza slice shaped bag.
It's the pizza pouch. Yes.
It is the registered trademarked pizza pouch.
Right.
But this is an actual Ziploc bag.
Something I have a few things wrong with this, though.
Could help save you a pizza slice.
Okay. Number one, if you only are saving one slice of pizza, just eat it. What are you saving it for? Number two. Let me finish. Who's saving this gross DiGiorno garbage pizza slice here? And number three, I think this is actually not meant for pizza slices, but it's actually meant for like the cake icing.
Cakes.
Like you put the stuff in the bag and then you cut the end.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that that's the actual use, and someone just put a piece of pizza in it and went, nah, you can use it for pizza.
I'm not going to cut off the end. It's not going to be a piping bag. It'll be a piping hot bag. Piping hot bag of pizza.
I don't know. I wouldn't put hot pizza in a plastic bag,
though. No. Now, the thing is, I don't think this is meant for piping hot pizza. If you take a look at what you claimed was a DiGiorno slice, it's cold. That's straight up cold pizza.
I don't think it's cold. I think it's old and petrified.
I would say somewhere between the two. Yeah, this is a couple day old pizza. You left it in the fridge. It got a bit dried out. But what makes this nice is I have used, maybe what I need are triangular shaped pieces of aluminum foil to be wrapped around my pizza slice, because that's typically how I will transport single slices. I'll also stack them. More on that later.
Oh, yeah. More on that later.
If you're looking to take a single slice of pizza for lunch, this looks like a great option.
Yeah.
This looks like because it's not going to take up extra space. And you have so much trouble getting a normal pizza slice, even a DiGiorno sized little bite here, into a normal sandwich bag. It's not happening. You're going to have to fold it. You're not going to be able to close it. It's bad. This is solving a problem for real people. Real problems for real people.
All right.
So thanks, Matt. I also have a couple of other things to catch you up on from Twitter.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this one. We finally know.
Who added the lasers?
Because I was driving around in the good old Orange County city of Irvine here. And there is a literal street called Laser Street.
It's a laser street.
That's exactly
what it is. Drive you alive. Laser Street.
You will. Hopefully you survive. Hopefully you get past this street in a very safe and law-abiding way. Questions? Concerns?
No questions, no concerns. I don't mind that it doesn't have street at the end of the sign. It just says laser.
Just a laser.
That's awesome.
Good.
I dig.
And this also made the rounds. But maybe rounds is not the right word. Folks are mad. Folks are mad about this ranked French fry tree of, you know, what are they called? It's an infographic of ranked French fries.
Yeah. Do you want to at all go over the ranking?
I actually don't. Not right now. I feel like we should tease it a little bit. This is okay. from Food Republic, and 71 retweets later, folks are mad. So maybe we'll get into this a bit, because we have talked about our definitive French fry ranking as it relates to different places that make French fries. But we have not talked about the actual cuts, because each of the places were different. All the cuts were different for these different places that make French fries. So one day, soon, potentially, we will talk about our definitive French fry ranking. Not that anyone cares, but people were real, real mad.
Yeah, it's true.
Anything else? Any other questions? That was pretty much it. That's the world. That's Twitter. Yeah,
there we go. We're back.
We are absolutely back.
Had to catch up us up the listeners.
The catch up is actually for the French fry.
Oh, ketchup.
These are today's headlines.
You have any questions about some of the big major releases over the last couple weeks that you missed? Apple announced a whole bunch of new stuff. The Apple tree was buzzing, Kenny. Did you hear anything about anything?
I heard iOS 11 looks okay.
Okay. All right.
I heard MacBook Pros and iMacs got new processor updates, which I'm happy about. But not so happy that they didn't do the entire line.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a Pro. There's a new big.
Yeah, but not until the machine, like, November, right?
Well, probably, maybe. Maybe like.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. I'm interested in getting a new iMac though. I think that'd be cool.
What do you think about the augmented reality stuff that they showed off? Did you see anything about that?
I didn't see anything about that, but of course they have to get into that space. If they resist, then they will be that much further behind. If they just at least admit that it's on their radar, then they're doing okay.
Was that an Apple joke?
That's not an Apple joke.
It's radar. It's the thing you file when you don't like Apple.
Okay, whatever.
Or you do.
What else did I miss?
Oh boy. You point the camera at the table and you see movies There's a new iPad. There's a new.
Yeah, I saw that. The Surface Pro competitor that they're trying to trot out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then with iOS 11, they're making iPads into faux laptops, which should have been their game all along with the MacBook. They should, which is basically just an iPad with a keyboard.
But you don't want to touch it.
But you don't touch the screen.
Mm-mm.
What? Come on, guys. Just make Mac OS and iOS into the MacBook OS touchscreen laptop.
Am I the only one that just does not have the desire to touch my screen? Like, I don't want
Do you don't want to touch your laptop screen?
No, it is not precise enough.
I agree.
I need that precision. I'm on the side here too, where I've got a mouse. I've got a Logitech mouse that has a trackball on it. So I don't think I'm the person that Apple thinks about when they're wanting to make a hardcore work machine for people.
Yeah, I don't think that's the market.
Apple also was talking about basically a Garko, a little Garko box.
The HomePod, right?
Yeah.
The worst name ever.
Is it though? Is it? It's your.
Why
home?
Why do you have to take what you're calling it a pod? I mean, I know you can't call it the Home because Google stole that name. So you're going to say HomePod?
Could be the Apple Home.
See, it should not Home, but it should be like the Apple Core.
Hey, Kenny, also, E3 happened while you were gone.
I missed a lot of good stuff.
You do. .fm. You did miss a lot of really important things that happened at the Electronics Expo here. Any questions about that? There were pirate games. There were assassin games.
I saw a good amount of the games that got shown off. Xbox One X is what they're calling it. The Xbox One, Xbox One, Xbox One, Xbox One box.
X? Yeah.
Which I honestly, what that does is it's just another like tick in the I don't need to get an Xbox now column, because I need to spend another $500 to play games that I already get on a PlayStation. No thanks.
Well, and I believe everything that is coming out on that console is also coming out on the other consoles. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, but it'll look good on your 4K TV, which I don't even have. Like until I guess I bolster the rest of my home theater, a 4K console doesn't make any sense. And I don't think that they get that yet. 4K isn't in everybody's living room. So
this thing, it's not for you though. I mean, this, it is what, $500? This thing is not for you. It's for folks who have been playing the Xbox One S and they want to know what's next. They have that big TV. They got this money just piled up around them and they're ready to. It's burning. It's literally burning their hands.
Yes and no, because this is their Project Scorpio, right? That they teased, I think, 2 years ago. They said, we're working on our next generation console, Project Scorpio. And then I guess details got leaked. And then it wasn't necessarily next generation. It was, you know, this generation 0.5 or whatever. And then they released it as this 4K HDR Ultra HD console for $500, which you're right. It's not for the average consumer, but it's also not for it's not a profit maker here. Like when the PS3 came out, Sony was losing money on every console sold. They lost so much money in that generation until they were able to knock that price down to like $200. With the Slim and everything. And I think Xbox is going to lose a bunch of money and they're trying to make up ground because they are losing in the console war currently to the PlayStation and almost to Nintendo. Nintendo has so much demand for their new console that Xbox doesn't have that demand yet. I don't know what they think that they're trying to do with this new one, because it's not going to necessarily give them the demand that they are looking for.
I think it probably has to do with getting developers on board with designing games that work in 4K and that work on whatever new chipset that they're putting together, because that is what is going to be next generation.
So you're saying
you will not see next generation consoles that do not support 4K. All of them will do it. All of them need to do it. And that's what they're prepping for, I think.
So you're thinking Microsoft is trying to take credit for being the pioneer of the next generation.
No, I think, well,
trying to usher in the next generation.
Sure. This is an in-betweeny thing.
Yeah.
That they're doing so that they can prep to do the next thing, which is, that's always the case, right? I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not getting one.
That's right. That's right.
It absolutely doesn't matter. Okay. Mario, lots of Mario things.
Ugh, gross.
Did you see the hat stuff? You possess other people.
I saw a conspiracy theory that Mario isn't actually Mario. It's just the hat, and it inhabited a plumber 30 years ago. And that Mario is actually just some regular plumber, but the hat is the special part.
How did, boy. Okay, so you knew, you did catch up, didn't you? Look at you.
A little bit. I mean, I had a lot of time to kill when I had the flu in Orlando.
Got it. Got it. But
that was also my catch up time.
Fries.
Just lycopene and.
Right. Let's get to some important news then.
Okay, important news.
The XFL. Do you remember anything about the XFL?
I remember the XFL being like, we want to have a party on the field, basically.
Yes. Yes. It was an exciting time.
Was it exciting?
It was very exciting. Well, okay. The XFL, I think, was trying to be exciting because folks were saying, boy, is this baseball really boring. And also, there are so many rules now in the NFL that you can't give people concussions. Let's make things more fun. And also, there's a lot of people who already have concussions and they need jobs. So let's make this other plus the X, the letter X is really popular right now. Just, alphanumerically. All right,
where are you going with this, Kyle?
Kenny, the MLB is actually going to adopt some XFL-like jersey rules, but for only one weekend. So if you remember.
So none of the body slamming, none of the partying.
Unfortunately not.
Just a jersey rule.
Just a jersey rule. According to a report from Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports, Major League Baseball will change its uniform policies for one weekend only later in the year. An MLB memo announced that for the August 25th to 27th Players Weekend, quote unquote Players Weekend, everyone will be allowed to get a little creative. Players will have the option to wear a jersey with a nickname. Though they say you'll be limited to just one nickname, so you'll have to wear it for, 3 days during the weekend? And according to the memo, inappropriate or offensive nicknames will be banned.
Okay. I don't know why they have to put that stipulation there at the end that they'll be banned. Why don't you just say they won't be accepted? like someone actually happens to put an inappropriate word on their jersey, and then nope, you can't play this weekend because you put that on your jersey. Well, why didn't you stop me before I put it on my jersey? Huh?
So what I need to know is what's on your tombstone? What is the name that you put on the back of your XFL style MLB jersey?
I would put a bunch of emoji.
Okay. I like this idea. I don't think you can put a poop though. I don't think you can.
I would put a bunch of arrows pointing up or down or left or right or something like that. Or I would put the Konami code as my name.
Okay.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be actually pretty cool.
Like I'm a cheat code and I'm playing baseball.
They would call you the cheat code.
But I don't want the actual name cheat code to be on.
You could be Game Shark.
Oh, Game Shark. That's who Jeff Samardzija should be.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Gregor Blanco, I think. Boy, no one is. Also, they're losing a lot.
Yeah,
but do you think I'd get in trouble for dog burps?
No, you would not get in trouble for dog burps. That's not inappropriate. That's hilarious. Sure. You would just have to show them why you are called dog burps.
Oh, deal. Absolutely, deal. I would. you could also do. Your whole team could be different stadium foods. They could be like, you could be like hot dog.
Who wants to be hot dog? You know what would be funny? I had to do my best to interrupt you because I had such a good idea.
Okay.
You know the Abbott and Costello Abbott and Costello bit, who's on first?
Yeah.
The team should do who's on first. So who's on first, what's on second? I don't know what's on third.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
I need to tell a baseball team. Put me in contact with the baseball team.
Hold on. I'll get them. I'll get them on the line right now.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Well, where do you want this show to go? We have been here for quite a while. We've got a lot of other things to do.
Oh boy.
I do want to say I've got this idea for a segment that encapsulates the full breadth of potential food recalls, or I guess foods that have already been recalled.
Oh boy.
In a segment called Total Recall. No relation to the actual John Campbell.
It's not John Kimball.
No. Who's on first?
I don't know. We just got to get to Mars though.
Okay. All right. Well, in either case, whichever John you want to be, the segment would be called Total Recall. We would go over some of the recent food recalls that have been announced. Mostly, these are mostly CNN.com articles that I could walk you through. But I don't know. I just don't think we have time for all this right now.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm gonna skip it. I did work real, real hard on my remix of E40's Listeria, but I guess we just don't have time for it.
I'm sorry. Next time.
Listeria.
Okay, Kenny. Record of the week. We used to do this segment a while back. I've got a new. That's right. I've got a new record for you. The new Guinness World Record for the longest pizza. Measuring 1.2 miles.
Woohoo!
After renting out the outer border of an auto club speedway on a literal track in Fontana, California, a group of pizza artisans had flown in from around the world to construct a new world record pizza, one that measured a tongue-wagging, they say, 6,331 feet long.
All right.
The pizza, they say, which eclipsed a mile in length, yes, we know, we can count, used roughly 17,756 pounds of dough, over 5,000 pounds of sauce, and 3,900 pounds of cheese.
So what did they use? How did they cook it? Did they just put it on, like, on
It looks like a barbecue, like a sort of outdoor barbecue-y oven type thing. Because when there's a video here, this is over at foodbeast.com. There's a video here that I need you to watch that I need, you need to see the person cutting the pizza. You see what's happening?
Oh, they've got, whoa. They've got like a pizza oven
underneath the pizza.
No, but like, it's like the machine that lays asphalt on a new freeway.
Yeah.
Cooking the pizza along this track.
So it's not what? All at, it's That's not all awesome. At once. But what I do see when this man is cutting the pizza, he cuts it and then he eats a slice.
That's a good deal.
Is it though? Because there's a lot of pizza still to go around. And also, once he's done eating the slice, he sets it back down on the tray.
Oh. Yeah, maybe not.
So I got kind of bad vibes from him. You feel like he's tricking.
I wouldn't want to be the guy who had to like cut a mile and a quarter of pizza. Yeah. Oh, my arm.
That's true. You'd think that if they got a machine to bake the oven, you could get a machine that would also cut it once it was done baking.
Bake the oven?
Yeah. When you bake the oven, it's...
Is that like wag the dog?
It's actually a long process where in Italy, you take volcanic ash and you put it on the inside of the oven, and then you bake it in the volcano, and then you can bake the pizzas in it later. It's a very involved process. It's long.
All right, volcano pizza, got it.
Yeah, exactly. The volcano's actually after the pizza. Would you eat this?
Yeah, I would, Kyle. Duh. Okay,
good. Now I need to know if you'd eat this, though. This is a fun fact for you. There's a fruit called the ugly.
No, you are.
You're an ugly looking tangerine adjacent citrus fruit here. It's called the ugly.
Tangelo.
Excuse me. Are you a bit tangelous about how ugly this fruit is? This is over at ugly.com. UGLI.com. Are you going to eat this?
I would eat this. I don't know why they had to put a photo with a bulldog sleeping next to a pound of fruit here, but I would eat this. Yeah.
You think that 5.5 uglies is a pound of fruit? Have you ever eaten fruit? One, have you ever purchased fruit from the store and measured it? And two, have you ever eaten fruit?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. That's why you're misidentifying this amount of fruit, especially the size of a dog, that would be a pound of fruit. That's
I don't know.
That is absolutely incorrect. Not possible.
Shut up.
You know what is possible, Kenny?
What's that?
To have two national food days in one day.
What?
What? It's also National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
All right.
In accordance with my what question? Yes. And National Queen Amon Day.
Oh, Queen Amon.
Do you like either of those? Which do you want me to tell you about?
Well, vanilla milkshakes are great, but you can only get vanilla milkshakes from In-N-Out if you get the Neapolitan milkshakes, which is all of the flavors.
I'm real confused. You can't just get a vanilla milkshake?
No, that's heinous. That's awful.
Okay, so this is an unwritten rule. This is not an In-N-Out specific rule.
I think that the only way to drink vanilla milkshakes is to have combined it already with other flavors.
I'm gonna call foul. I heard that. Me. I just don't.
because the also chocolate milkshakes, like you can have a chocolate frosty from Wendy's, which that's great on its own, but chocolate milkshakes are really there for dipping your French fries.
I think we've got, I think we have some issues here with you and milkshakes because
I think so too. I also haven't had a milkshake in a while.
Yeah, you're not using them as they are intended.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you'd like me to tell you about Queen Amande, based on, I guess just you know, you not wanting to know about Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Milkshakes.
Okay.
Queen Amande.
Queen Amande, Kenny, is a round, crusty cake made with a yeast-raised dough containing layers of butter and sugar folded in. Have you seen one of these made? Do you know what they look like?
I have to do my search. Queen Amande. Two N's.
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, yeah, these are like... what are they? Oh, man. I can't think of the name.
Like a croissant.
Yeah, it's like a folded puff pastry.
Folded in on it. It's like if you put a croissant inside of a...
It's like a croissant and a biscuit combined into one.
Biscuit.
No, just a biscuit.
Okay. Well, good. The resulting cake, based on the actual folding of these butter and sugar layers all together, similar to a puff pastry or croissant, is to be slowly baked. And then you'll get kind of this buttery puff of dough that caramelizes the sugar on top, making it quite crusty.
Crusty.
It's really good. It's really, really, really good. So go celebrate if you can get one. I don't know. I feel like I've had one of these at Starbucks before, and it wasn't a great experience. It really wasn't. Their sous vide egg bites are kind of a good experience if you like the texture of spicy Jello.
Yeah, but gosh, spicy Jello.
Yeah.
Is
that a thing?
No, that sounds awful.
Okay.
Jalapeno Jello?
Yeah.
Jalapeno? title for the episode?
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple more sweets. Can I tell you about some more sweets, though? So, National Vanilla Milkshake Day, fine. National Queen Amande Day, fine. There are also two more things I need to tell you about on the milkshake train. The BK Lucky Charms Shake.
BK Lucky Charms Shake.
These both of these stories I will be mentioning are from foodbeast.com, which I feel like we are somehow connected through the ether of time and space to foodbeast.com. The BK Lucky Charms Milkshake. They say it tastes like cereal, tastes like your childhood. Go try it. It looks good. So that is on the milkshake.
So is it like a Lucky Charms McFlurry?
It does. Yeah, I would assume so. When you rehydrate Lucky Charms marshmallows, though,
they're just mush.
That's not the texture I want.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If you soak that in vanilla milkshake,
it's sog.
Ugh.
I don't. Oh.
By the way, Food Beast, local to you, Kyle. They're out of Santa Ana.
Here. Yes, indeed they are. I have been around their offices. Not that. Don't be creepy.
So they say the recommended price is $2.99 nationwide. Although in Santa Ana they were $3.69 each. So you're getting kind of jabbed there on the price.
Okay, I would say so. I would say so. Let me also tell you about the cotton candy burrito.
Cotton candy burrito.
This is over. Yes. It sounds great. It sounds like something that you could potentially get at a stadium, but it's not. Now, this cotton candy burrito, also known as the ice cream burrito, there is a small little, misspelling here in your video, Food Beast. Just FYI. I seem burrito.
Oh.
But it is cotton candy on the outside and some sort of multicolored ice cream on the inside.
Okay.
It looks like a burrito. It's available in Ontario, Canada at some sort of dessert shop called Sugar Sugar, which is an apt description of this particular burrito. What do you think? Are you trying this?
Here's what I would do if I were this Ontario, California, not California, Canada.
We do have an Ontario, California, though, that's the confusing part.
Yeah, that's the confusing part. I would not make this a burrito. What I would do is I would cut it into slices and make it cotton candy sushi.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
It looks less. I mean, honestly, when they cut it in half, my first thought actually does not go to burrito, because a burrito is kind of, I don't want to say messy, but it's, you know, it doesn't hold its shape like that. But what does hold its shape like that is sushi. So these are just big cotton candy wrapped ice cream sushi rolls. That's what you should go with.
The problem I see here is that if you don't eat this in the next 15 seconds, if you don't put this in your face right now, you're going to end up with a soggy, sugary liquid mess. It looks great at the moment. Ice cream's frozen. The cotton candy is puffy and looking good. It's actually, there's a nice tiny little layer of liquid sugar around the core of the ice cream here,
mm-hmm.
which makes me think that the second you grab that thing's squishing out. But you gotta get in that soon, or else it is two items that become liquid very fast.
Yeah.
So I don't. And I
nobody
don't like
likes
that
nobody
part.
Likes the liquid part.
Yeah. Maybe I need to just eat this in the frozen tundra, because otherwise it's just going to be liquid. Especially if you had that in Ontario, California. The California one, the hot one.
Right.
Maybe it's fine in Canada.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Because it's cold.
Yeah, we get it, Kyle.
Okay, good. I'm good.
You don't have to spell it out.
C-O. Canada.
Okay.
A-A-L-L. Yeah. Canada. Okay, so what else? I mean, we got a whole bunch more to do in this show.
We do have a lot more here. I will propose, but here, Kyle, I'll propose something that we didn't even talk about. This is live, behind the scenes talking here right now. I do have Friday free. We could do a two episode week here.
You'll split this in half because.
We have so much content.
I have a lot of upvote, downvote things I'd like to get to.
But I definitely want to give the people their hour episode so they can get through it, and then maybe they'll get another episode. Actually, we'll just say they should get another episode for the weekend. How about that?
Okay. All right. Let's give them a taste, maybe.
Let's give them a taste for sure.
A quick liquidy taste of how sugary the next episode of your morning show will be. I'll just play this right here, and we'll play you out to this, Kenny. Kenny, this has been the Good Stuff Morning Show. Let me turn that down a little bit. If you want to support the show, you can go to goodstuff.fm/support. You can also rate us on Apple Podcasts. That's the new name of the iTunes store.
Yeah, it is.
You need to go over to Apple Podcasts and be like, hey, $13.56 dollar sign. They say, I've been listening to Morning Show for the last 2 weeks, and I've been loving every minute of it. Kyle and Kenny play off each other superbly. and it truly is a treat to hear them live. So sweet, so sweet. I would highly recommend this podcast to anyone who likes talk show style podcasts. And that makes 246, Kenny, 5-star reviews. Oh boy, you should be the next one. You should go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review and be like our friend here. Be like our reviewer here. That's right. Go do it, please. Would you? We would appreciate it. While you're at it, do us a favor and check out some of the other great shows on goodstuff.fm. We've got a special page over on Apple Podcasts where if you click on our name, it shows you all of the shows that are available under goodstuff.fm. So just go choose one and have fun. It's a good time. Do you get it yet? Do you understand what's going to happen here when we play a game next time?
Oh, I understand.
Good.
I hope our listeners do too, because it's getting really
it's very strange.
Dark and night and owls and crickets.
Yeah. I found this neat little tool that'll let you play two YouTube videos at once, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, that sounds great.
So it's
that sounds better than anything else we talked about on this episode.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Kenny, that's it. I guess we'll be back Friday. I'm excited. To play this. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, my God.